big news as well from yesterday. YouTube is banning not COVID vaccine information, all vaccine, YouTube, to remove misinformation videos about all vaccines. We knew this was coming. We saw the slow drip process. And this is what it says. The video streaming site, which has already banned COVID jab falsehoods, will take down content that claims any approved vaccine is dangerous and causes chronic health defects. Halprin, he's the trust and safety lead at YouTube, said the new guidelines will still allow personal testimonies on taking vaccines, as long as they're positive, discussion of vaccine policies and references to historical failures in vaccine programs.
Historical ones, as long as they're in our rearview mirror, we can talk about it, but nothing that's currently happening, because God forbid we, you know, avert any serious problems.
Right. Good question. Is a historical failure Tuskegee? I thought that was purposeful. Right. As long, and it says, as long as the content does not include broad misinformation or promote vaccine hesitancy. So how are you going to tell a personal testimony if the vaccine hurt you and not promote vaccine hesitancy? How are you going to talk about previous failures in the vaccine program and not promote vaccine hesitancy? It's kind of a stopgap measure they have there. It's like a legal gray area where they can say, well, hey, vaccine hesitancy, see ya.
To make it sound balanced, we're going to make it sound balanced, but it's actually not.
Right. And so many mothers, parents, people in the community have been a victim of this by YouTube already. Their voice is silenced forever off the internet, off the digital town square. The Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, has fell prey to this as well. One of our videos has been put into the memory hole, never to be seen again until now, because we're going to play it for everybody.
All right.
Here we go. This is from the ACIP committee meeting, CDC. This was talking about a new adjuvant they were going to put into the population. Take a listen.
Okay.
Is there any comment on using this vaccine at the same time with other adjuvanted vaccines?
We have no data to make a recommendation one way or the other.
So just to sort of put this in context of other vaccines, while preclinical studies were not done using these vaccines simultaneously, our general approach to immunizations is that they can be given at the same time in different limbs.
Dr. Hunter?
Are multiple adjuvanted vaccines used in Europe or other markets?
Dr. Ward, do you want to comment?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I think unless there's any further discussion, we will take a vote on this recommendation.
I want to remind everyone to please check your voting whatever machine thing. And I don't know what it is. Voting is open.
Thank you very much. So the voting is completed, and it is unanimous to support this recommendation. Thank you all.
Does anybody have any comments they wish to make about their vote?
So just a slight reservation. I think this is a huge advance and a step forward. I am concerned about that signal, that myocardial infarction signal. I am concerned about the use of this new adjuvant and certainly urge us to continue to look at the post-marketing data carefully.
Dr. Hunter?
Just a question about that. How soon would we be getting that post-marketing data update here?
There's two kinds of data. The vaccine safety data link data will require people to be using the vaccine to develop substantive database. And Dr. Sun, do you want to comment on the post-marketing data that FDA is requiring?
I think for the myocardial infarction study, we're seeing that the date for or likely for completion is May 31, 2020. There will also be studies looking at autoimmune diseases as well as herpes zoster, and there will be a pregnancy registry as well. So that's all included in the post-marketing surveillance.
Thank you.
I'm sure, Jeffrey, there's people that have just joined this show recently because they've lost their jobs and someone said, check out the high wire. They're thinking, what the hell am I looking at? It sounds like Chinese. What's funny about this video is, first of all, as you will see, I'm not speaking, and everyone that's ever seen that video, for the most part, I do a whole commentary on what you're looking at there. We didn't even put that in there. In fact, the only reason we really had this video up on YouTube was when I'm out giving speaking engagements. Sometimes I'm like, where is that video with ASIP? I want to do it in my talk. You know, we just put it up that site so it's easy for me to get to, but it doesn't have any commentary. They literally, YouTube just censored a video that contains nothing but the actual factual statements made by members of the ASIP committee and the CDC. There is nothing else there. So they are absolutely censoring the CDC. That is all that video is. And so for people that are wondering, what is that really about? Let me take you through the commentary very quickly. This was a brand new adjuvant. An adjuvant that has never been used before. It's going to affect the toll-like receptors, something that we talked a little bit about on this show, but that was a brand new spelunking to a space in the immune system. No vaccine had ever gone before. So this was a huge leap for mankind in vaccinations. But the first question was, did we do any tests giving this vaccine with this brand new crazy adjuvant that goes into places of the body we've never seen before? Did we give it along with other adjuvanted vaccines just to make sure that they're compatible, that they don't do something insane inside the body? And when you hear the lady say, well, we didn't know. No, we never thought to even test for that. Did anyone tell you? We barely test at all. That's the whole point. We don't test. So stop asking about it. So then you have like the head person there that runs the meeting saying, well, just so you know, if you do vote yes, it will be given at the same time as other adjuvanted vaccines that we never tested for. But don't worry, it'll be in different limbs. As though somehow this space, you see how far apart this is? There's no way anything, what could possibly go wrong, right? It's so stupid. And then you have another scientist at ASIP, the doctor, saying, I have a question. Anywhere else in the world, are they giving multiple adjuvanted vaccines at the same exact time? And then you hear the answer is like, not to my knowledge. So we're the first ones doing it. We're going to do this with our population when no one else does it. And then the brilliant part, after they all vote yes, terrible, great questions, terrible answers. Let's all vote yes anyway. Yeehaw, because this is a club, right? This really doesn't have anything to do with people's health. And then what do? They say, does anybody have any questions or statements? Yeah, I have one statement. This is the point I always say. I was sitting at this meeting. I was in the audience while this was happening. And this guy said, I'm worried about that myocardial infarction signal. And I thought, myocardial infarction signal, that's a heart attack. What is he talking about? And you look at this conversation, I ran out of the room, went to the computers at the CDC. I'm at the CDC when it's happening. And I look up myocardial infarction and the hepatitis B vaccine, Dynavax, I believe it was, if I'm correct. And so it pops up that it had failed at the FDA because of heart attacks. This vaccine had 14 heart attacks, major heart attacks. We don't know how many deaths were caused by those heart attacks in the trial group. It was so alarming. They all knew it. It was like this incredible, red flag, and yet they all voted yes anyway. And well, we'll use monitoring systems later on to see how many people actually die of heart attacks. This video went a long ways. It went viral all over the place. I've used it many, many times. It's very, very powerful. But there it is. Without my commentary, even that, they can't even let the CDC speak in their own words, because you're right. It makes anyone vaccine hesitant when you actually get behind the scenes and hear what these people agree to with the little amount of science that they have. So, Jeffrey, thanks for sharing that. Just an incredible amount of news. This thing is just, it's upon us, right? The pressure's upon us. They just let me know, breaking news right now, that this YouTube censorship has led to Ron Paul has now been blacklisted. The entire institute, any video he puts out, is now down on YouTube. Very shocked that at YouTube has completely removed the channel of my Ron Paul Institute. No warning, no strikes, no evidence. Only explanation was severe or repeated violations of our community guidelines. Talking about freedom, I suppose. Channel is rarely used. The appeal was automatically rejected. Help? It's amazing. A man that is so gentle and beautiful. We've had him on the show. Does nothing but travel the nation, telling us, warning us, if we let go of our freedoms, what is to come in our future could be horrific. And here he is. Now that voice will never be heard on YouTube again. These are trying times.
Yep, absolutely. And these are retrospective also policies. They're going back and looking at videos from stuff people said years ago, as evidenced by Ron Paul right there.
If you like that clip, then be sure to check out our live broadcast of The High Wire every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can watch it on iTunes and Twitter. We'll see you there.